Hi everyone, it's Derek from the iReady podcast and this is my reaction to the 3-0 victory against St Johnstone in the Premiership tonight. No need to cancel Christmas, Rangers done the job and thankfully got the result, so delighted with the result, absolutely. Performance-wise, we don't think we really needed to get out of third gear tonight. St Johnstone set up more like St Mirren than they did Motherwell, which benefited us, I think. Certainly it was a professional performance from us. We got the breaks, we got the goals when we needed to. Two changes from the game against Motherwell, and of note, Hadji was starting, which was, I think he needed a start. He's a lot of criticism being, I think, unfairly put on him this season so far, but he's, I think, in now double figures with assists, and he's banged in a fair few goals as well, and that's from a player who's not always started or not always featured. He's been more of a bit part player this year, but certainly once again tonight, he's shown when he gets his opportunity, he takes it. In the first half, professional first half, St Johnstone were lively, certainly, as I said, more of a St Mirren than they were a Motherwell. They were chasing every ball, they were closing us down. I wouldn't say it was a storm we had to weather in the first 20 minutes, but they certainly were giving us a game. They were chasing every single ball without really doing any damage at all. Hadji, it was really lively. However, he was kicked all over the park tonight, and if it wasn't a kick, it was a flailing elbow. He was getting stuck right in there. The referee had a pretty poor performance because he certainly let a lot of fouls go. Maybe he was doing that because that was the conditions of the park and he was maybe giving players a wee bit more leniency than he should have. But certainly Hadji was unfortunately on the brunt of a lot of it. But fair play to him, he just got up and got on with it. And that's a fantastic attitude and fantastic to see as well. We got a grip of the game though after about the first 20 minutes and we went a goal up on the 23rd minute with Roof scoring. It was a quick break up the park with Kamara who drives it into the defence. Lovely vision to cut it to the left and find Hadji who has a great shot on the deck. It was a good save by the keeper, however spilled right into the path of Roof who had a poacher's instinct and followed it up with a knock into the net. We went 2-0 up shortly after though in the 31st minute and it was Kamara getting his goal. Davis wins the header in midfield, gets it to Aribo who drives it forward, plays a lovely through ball right through the defence to Kamara who was running into the box and with one touch stabs it past the keeper. Just all round and a great incisive goal and great vision as well from Aribo to play that ball. And in the rest of the first half it was really, really all us. Second half, St Johnstone made a couple of changes. They were trying to go for it a wee bit more, given it was only 2-0, you know, anything might happen. That the next goal was always the vital one, and we got it on the 47th minute with Hadji getting a well-deserved goal. Davis wins the ball and plays the ball forward to Aribo. Aribo plays a great ball into the box to Roof, who dragged it to the right, held it up well, ended up having a shot which was blocked by the defender, spun back out to Hadji on the right, who had a first-time shot. The sting was initially taken out by the keeper, who he spilled it under himself and into the back of the net to make it 3-0. Brilliant all-round great move and deadly on the follow-ups when we needed to be, and that's something that's brilliant, you know, the instincts of the players and you know, three goals and three different scorers, which is always great to see, just predatory around the box and can't ask for much more. And that was really the game from there. We retained possession, we tried to get forward, we tried to push on. We made a few substitutions, Roof off and Morelos on, Davis off, Zungu on, Hadji and Kent off, Itton and Arfield on. And then a bizarre moment is Michael O'Halloran, remember him, got a red card on the 82nd minute. It was two yellow cards inside a minute, both rash challenges. He only was on the field for 5 minutes and he gets two yellow cards to get himself sent off. The brains in some footballers are non-existent, and I don't know what can be said about O'Halloran that hasn't already been said. Just an absolute idiot of a player, and you know, we're well short of him. St Johnstone probably had their best chance of the game as well in the second half, where they played a ball up front and Stevie May got the ball, got through past the defenders and hit a shot, and McGregor had to be alert and he actually made a really good save. But that was about the only thing St Johnstone done in the game. Granted, they did try and play, which is credit to them, but as I said, it benefited us in the end. Morelos had a chance as well at the end, and just once again it's a confidence player out of confidence, because in the 84th minute the keeper tried to hit it upfield after a pass back, went right to Morelos on the edge of the box. He drove it forward a wee bit, one on one with the keeper, and then he blasted it wide of the left hand post. Morelos of old would have buried that. I don't know if it was a case of, he maybe thought he had a case of the Kenny Millers, had a wee bit too much time, or it's just a case of he's banging out of confidence and he doesn't know how to hit the back of the net anymore. But it was a perfect opportunity for him to break that cycle of lack of goals, but once again he never done it, so it's hopefully that's not set him back again, but we'll just need to wait and see. But obviously we've got a massive game coming on Boxing Day on Saturday against Hibs at home. It's a 12:45 kickoff, I think, so it'll be another vital game. We just need to keep rolling on. That's all we can do. So Dave and I obviously won't be back, as I said, until the 30th, sort of the 30th into the 31st. As ever, I'll be back with another post-match after the Hibs game on Saturday, though. As ever, if you want to check out what we do, you can go to our website, which is iReadyPodcast.wordpress.com, and there you can find all the podcasts that we do. So, I hope you all have a great Christmas. Stay safe. I'll speak to you again on Boxing Day. Thanks a lot. Bye.